It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we talk about a new study that says poverty can impact a person's DNA and raise the risk of depression. First, the city of Waukesha will be able to source its drinking water from Lake Michigan under a plan approved today by the Great Lakes Water Council. Though Waukesha is not in the Great Lakes watershed, it requested the ability to pull water from Lake Michigan because the wells that provide its current drinking water are contaminated. The unanimous decision today from the Great Lakes Compact Council came after years of planning, voting, and negotiations. Joining us now is Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Chuck Kornbach. He's been covering the Waukesha Diversion Plan and was at the vote in Chicago today. Chuck, good to have you back on Central Time.
Thank you and good afternoon.
So let's just get a quick refresher here. What was at stake today?
Well, basically boiled down to Waukesha's plan to pipe in about 8 million gallons a day of drinking water from Lake Michigan, use it, of course, and then treat the wastewater, send it back in a pipe that would connect to the Root River in about Franklin, and then the wastewater would flow down into Lake Michigan at Racine. That was approved 8-0, as you mentioned.
So, Chuck, why did Waukesha make this application in the first place? What is the state of Waukesha's water?
Well, as you mentioned, it has radium problems in the wells, and even though environmentalists and others contend that Waukesha could just do a better job of treating the wastewater, the contaminated well water, or find other water sources, Waukesha said, no, the best thing we could do is get Lake Michigan water. So they've been pursuing this, as you said, for years. It's really like 13 or 14 years they've been making an effort in this regard with a more formal plan for the last 5 years. So it's a long time in coming. Waukesha officials, several who attended today, very happy. Afterwards, Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley used the word joy to describe how he felt.
So who was at the meeting and voting today?
Well, it was the representatives from the 8 Great Lakes states. The Canadian provincial officials were part of an earlier review that was approved for the plan. So it's just the 8 Great Lakes representatives. No governors there today. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, not to be seen today. He's going to hold a victory celebration, I think, tomorrow in Waukesha about this. But today's representative was DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp, first time she's attended this. She's also very happy. She voted for this, of course, and says that Wisconsin, the DNR will be very open in its review. It's proceeding with this now with Waukesha, and that will be very transparent.
As you said, Chuck, this has been a process going on for several years. In the end, did Waukesha need to make any concessions to have the plan approved?
Well, I think there were some, certainly, that the amount of water Waukesha wanted originally was around 10 million gallons, maybe even more. At the previous committee work over this spring, that was whittled down to about 8 million gallons. Also, the service area, the areas that would receive the Great Lakes water, got knocked down to just the city of Waukesha plus what they call town islands, town of Waukesha islands that are pretty much completely surrounded by the city of Waukesha. The original proposal had several other Waukesha suburbs, if you will, also getting lake water, and that got shot down to where it's just the city and these few town islands. So the Waukesha had a compromise on that. They also had to accept some language that was debated today. Minnesota and Michigan proposed several amendments, one that will make it easier for the other states to, with 30 days notice, audit what Waukesha is doing, and also take a closer look at the DNR records on this. So, you know, Wisconsin and Waukesha could have balked at some of that, but they went along with it, and today's meeting really only lasted about an hour and a half.
We're talking with Chuck Kornbach. He's Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter based in Milwaukee, and he was in Chicago today for the meeting of the Great Lakes Compact Council. They voted unanimously to approve the city of Waukesha's request to divert water from Lake Michigan. Now, Chuck, you just mentioned something that I found interesting. You said that there is a a part of the agreement that says that the Waukesha use can be audited, that the DNR's documentation on this can be looked at. Is there any kind of recourse if any of those states involved or those Canadian provinces find that something is not going as expected or Waukesha is not living up to the terms of the agreement?
Yeah, there was definitely more reinforcement today also that other parties, not citizens, but the states, could take action. They'd have to go through the courts, of course, to get sort of an enforcement. But there was, sort of a hard line put in by some of these other states saying, listen, we're going ahead with this, but we want to make sure we can review it, and we want to make sure the citizens can take a look at things, and the other states would take action if they needed to. Political leaders in other states change. At some point, they might be more skeptical about Waukesha's plan. And certainly, the other thing that, was the reaction today from other folks, environmental groups praised the committee for whittling down the size of the request, but also it promised monitoring of this, and a coalition of Great Lakes and St. Lawrence City's mayors, their spokesperson said several Great Lakes mayors are very upset with this. So whether they're going to try to sue or not, there will be close eyes on this, it appears, for a while.
So, Chuck, does this set any kind of precedent going forward for other communities who are not actually within the Great Lakes watersheds but might make these kind of applications, or is it such a case-by-case unique basis that there's not really much precedent to be set?
Well, it depends on interpretation. The Alliance for the Great Lakes and environmental groups sort of said, listen, other communities are looking at lake water now. Be careful because Waukesha spent millions of dollars on this and consultant fees and others in preparing its proposal. And it took months to get an approval, and they lost 20% of what they wanted. So there's sort of a warning shot from the environmental groups. The Great Lakes Mayors Group is sort of saying, though, that, wait, we're worried that this opens the barn door to many other communities at the straddling counties that straddle the Great Lakes watershed or the basin to apply. So we may see more how quickly it depends. It's going to take Waukesha a couple of years, I think, to actually get the pipes built and the system working. The Waukesha's Mayor Riley wouldn't say exactly when, but it's going to be a while, so I don't know whether the other communities will see how it actually works for Waukesha or whether they'll now go ahead and apply.
So, Chuck, you're saying that some of the infrastructure still needs to be built, so it's not like tomorrow they're going to turn on a spigot and the water's going to start flowing.
There's been preliminary work, I think, done, and certainly Waukesha has upgraded its wastewater treatment plant, but there still has to be a pipe between Waukesha and Oak Creek, inland and ways from Lake Michigan, where they're going to get the westbound water, if you will, and then a pipe built from the Waukesha treatment plant back to the city of Franklin, where the river flows for return back to Racine.
So what does Waukesha do in the interim before they have it ready, all the infrastructure ready to start taking that Lake Michigan water? They're dealing with those contaminated wells at home already. So what do they do in the interim?
Well, I think there'll be some continued pumping from them. The radium problem is a concern, but it's not an urgent concern for some. Certainly, Waukesha will be continuing to do water conservation measures that it had to show that it was doing in this whole compact review process. And I don't know, could be other steps depending on rainfalls and city demand, but there's been efforts to restrict demand somewhat while this goes ahead. But they did have some time legally under the federal radium rules to get this done.
Before we let you go, Chuck, you've been following this issue for a long time and attending many of these meetings. Were you surprised that it was a unanimous vote in favor of the proposal?
Well, the previous committee a month ago did 8-0-1. I think Minnesota abstained. There were negotiations and talks, and it sounded like Michigan and Minnesota got together on some of these amendments, and there was a meeting with some folks with the Wisconsin DNR along the way, including just before the actual meeting today. So everybody kind of knew what was going in. There weren't any surprises. I think environmental groups and reporters sort of concluded in the last 6 hours, 18 hours that this was going to go through. So not a huge surprise. But, you know, when you step back and you're talking a $200 million project that transfers water in and out of the basin, basically, that it, you take a look back and say, wow, that is a major thing, and it's kind of surprising.
Well, Chuck, thanks so much for spending the time with us.
Thank you.
Chuck Kornbach is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News and has been covering the Waukesha diversion issue. The Great Lakes Compact Council today unanimously approved the city's request to divert water from Lake Michigan. Well, coming up, we talk to the co-author of a study that finds that poverty can alter DNA and put people at risk for depression. Stay with us here on Central Time.